Good evening, good evening, good evening, everyone. It is your girl, Naya. We're live right here on Faces of Success Radio. Tonight, we have the amazing, and I'm sure there will be thousands and thousands of girls and guys and teens and tweens dialed into the hotline for the amazing pop rock group. Three brothers hailing out of Southside, Chicago, by the name of Kaden, Kai, and Kavah. Saving Forever. We're not going to waste any more time. We're going to kick it off with their newest single, Million Ways, as we cue them into the studio. You're listening live right here on Faces of Success Radio. This is an exclusive Saving Forever. Kaden, Kai, and Kavah. This is Million Ways. Make sure you dial that hotline 323-642-1569 to connect to the host. Press 1, and let's get in, ask the boys some questions, and get to know them. Saving Forever. All right, enough jibber-jabber. Let's get into it. Saving Forever, Million Ways.
Wow. Run around, run around, run that dirt all on my name. Cause you knew that I knew that I knew that I'd call you up. You've been going around, going around, going around every party in LA. Cause you knew that I knew that I knew that I'd be at one. Oh. I know that dress is karma, perfume regret. You got me thinking about when you were mine. Ooh. And now I'm all up on you, what you expect. But you're not coming home with me tonight. You just want attention. I'm never getting over you.
Grammys, MTV Awards, you never know. So let's play another one of their singles again, Million Ways, as we get them cued into the studio. Personally, the more I play this music, the more I get stuck in my head, and that's a good sign. You never know, we may see them number one in a few days, in a month, maybe even sooner than we think, on the top of the Billboard charts. So let's say, play them again, Million Ways, Saving Forever. Dial that hotline, 323-642-1569, and let's get right into it. All right, make sure you chime in for Saving Forever. Minutes before I'll end, but I'm not going to wait any more longer. I'm seeing some callers rolling in. Thank you so much. We've got some folks from Cali hailing in. Thanks so much for dialing. Make sure all of you listeners chime in and dial that hotline, 323-642-1569. It is time for Faces of Success Radio to welcome the newest stars on the rise. And let me tell you, their songs will get stuck in your head. I can't tell you how many times I've played Million Ways in 21. It's just, oh my gosh, the melody will get stuck in your head, and you never know. We might be seeing them on the Grammys one of these days. But let's not wait any further. Let's give them a proper intro. Saving Forever is an American pop rock band hailing from Southside, Chicago, made up of brothers Kaden, Kai, and Kavah. The trio released 21 following the single A Million Ways in 2017, accompanied by a music video. Make sure you check out their Vevo page as well. The sibling band comes from a very musical family. It was picked as Elvin Duran's Artist of the Month and featured on NBC's Today Show. You can check the performance out on their official Vevo as well. They're incredible, absolutely amazing, and broadcasted nationally where they perform their new single, A Million Ways. Let's not wait any more further. Please welcome the amazing, amazing, talented trio, Kaden, Kai, and Kavah. Everyone, please give a shout out for Saving Forever. Hello, hello.
What's up?
Yo. Do you guys hear us?
Yeah, we can hear you just fine. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay,
thank
great.
You guys.
That's great.
Oh, thank you.
You
guys so much for being in the studio.
No,
oh, my goodness.
No, thank you. Thank you.
So I gave a little bit of an intro about you, but please introduce yourself individually and tell us who Saving Forever really is.
Well, my name is Kaden. and I'm 14 years old. I'm the lead singer of Saving Forever and the backup guitar player. So yeah.
My name is Kai. I'm 16. I'm the bass player. I also sing backup. So yeah.
My name is Kaval, and I'm 17. I'm the lead guitar player, and I sing backup as well. We do a lot.
Yeah, it's
a lot.
Yeah, in a band, you got to wear many hats, and let me say, you guys are definitely talented. You deserve all of the accolades,
thank you so much.
Overall.
Thank you so much. You think we're doing it well.
Thank you so much.
So let's kick it off right. What would you say are your biggest musical inspirations?
Ooh, who hit
that
off?
This is Caden speaking, and I'd probably say Bruno Mars, Prince, like Lenny Kravitz, like all the greats, you know?
Nirvana, like it's so many, Green
right.
Day, but these are like old people. Like right now, you got Khalid out,
right?
Future,
Travis Scott,
you got
Post Malone, oh
Saint
my God.
John, like it's so many people that
there
we can probably go on for like years. people that we listen to and our biggest inspirations.
Right. Oh yeah.
Oh, man, that's awesome. And don't say, oh, they're just old people. Knowing your history is so important, and really that takes that
yes,
an advantage
right,
ahead
right.
in the game. It does.
You know, I don't,
so
you know,
clap
I don't
it up
wanna,
with
them.
The you know, I don't want to confuse. I want to make the kids feel at home.
you know, you're saying kids, but look at us.
I want to make the young people feel welcome.
Of course, but you never know. They may learn something from you, and they'll be at your performance.
Yeah,
you may cover a Bruno song, and they'll be singing right along with you. So you're teaching your fans something as well. So accolades to you guys, of course.
Thank you so much.
So, of course. And where did the group name come from? Saving Forever. Now, that's definitely will catch your ear instantly. Saving Forever. What made them think of that?
Yeah.
So where did the name come from?
You know, we had so many band names before, but this one, I don't know. We were in the middle of, you know, we just got signed. It was fresh, and they were like, "Yo, we should come up with a super cool band, like a dope band name." You know what I'm saying? And they were just like, it was like so many names, and it was like 3 months of going through names. Then we saw two names next to each other that it wasn't Saving Forever at first, but we looked at it. And we're like, yo, that looks like Saving Forever. And it was the best name because we were like, we want our music to last forever. We want it to be eternal. You know, we want it to keep going and everybody playing it like 20 years, 30 years. Michael Jackson, Prince, all the greats, you know. The music is everlasting. You know, the everlasting, this timeless music. So we were like, yo, that's what we want to be. So we were like, Saving Forever fits perfectly.
Definitely, and it definitely fits you guys' vibe and aesthetic. Me personally, I love it. I love the hair.
Oh, thank you so much.
All of you guys have your different personality. No, seriously.
Oh, yes.
Speaking of personalities, I have to ask, who would you say has the best style out of all three brothers?
Come on, you guys.
Kaden, this is Kaval. Kaden and I, we don't get really like down in the clothes.
I mean, but we still look good.
Everybody looks good, but I look the best, you know.
Okay. Well, we got one brother that's styling and profiling, so. Who is a jokester? Like, who's always cracking jokes, whether you're in rehearsal or in the studio? Who's keeping everybody laughing?
You know what?
I think
Kaden does a nice job with that.
I think Kaden does. This is Kai, too. Like, I come in second place, but Kaden's definitely winning by, like, 2 inches. No, I'm joking. He's always in the booth, you know? So he's in there.
Everybody
hears him. So everybody's listening to him anyway. So whatever he says is. He's cracking jokes in there.
Okay. And one more I have to say. Who would you say has all the girls right now out of all of you guys? Or is it an equal play?
You know, we're in love with music.
I don't
But no, I think it's an equal play, you know. I think we all get our good share amount of our one female, which is our mom.
Yeah, our mom, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And our two little
mom,
sisters.
Man.
Of course.
Our two little sisters, you know.
Shout
out to them, too.
Of course. Those are the people, those are the girls in our life, you know. And
those are the three women that we have in our lives, you know. We're blessed to have them.
Aw, my goodness. You're going to make me break out the tiniest violin in the world from SpongeBob episode. But that's beautiful.
No.
You have great examples of women in your life. That's awesome. So moving forward, and we've got the jokesters, we've got the stylish brother, and all of you guys have the ladies, but what is it like when you're working in the studio? Like, what's a typical session like for you guys?
A typical session, let's think. We sit down, we grab our guitars, and we grab either our phones or a pad. We probably come up with the riff first, you know, but we're always having fun. So we sit there, we're just going through ideas, just shooting ideas at each other, like, come on, what's hot? And then somebody just hits it on, like, just, yo, this is great. Like, this, and we're sitting there like, oh, yep, that's the one. We start writing. We start throwing the ideas and logic, all that, you know, start producing our record.
Oh, man, that's awesome. And, how did you start learning how to play bass guitar and electric guitar? I mean, it's not easy, especially with learning all your chords and finger style. It's so many different things and levels to playing guitar. So how did it come about for you guys to learn guitar?
Okay, so this is Kabah. And, this is Kabah. Anyway, we first started learning guitar, like, when we were in Atlanta, and our father, he was very, he decided to get us a teacher, and so we started learning guitar, but later on, we just moved back to Chicago, and we started learning things, like, by ear. We started taking things in our own hands. So
that's how we learned guitar, you know, It really wasn't too much to it, you know. Our dad was a big Prince fan. He put the guitars in our hands and was like, I want you guys to do this right here. And we loved it. We were already looking at TV like, yo, I want to be Lenny Kravitz. I want to be Prince. I want to be like them, you know. So he was just like, I'm going to give y'all what y'all want.
Nice. I love it. So speaking of music, before we play A Million Ways, because it's stuck in my head already, baby. Come on, man. It's awesome. So, first and foremost, what was it like performing on NBC's Today Show? Like, I know you guys had to be nervous, excited, all type of different emotions. So, what was it like performing on the Today Show?
Oh, what was it like? Oh, my bad. It was really cool. It was really lit. It was really fun, you know? It was just like I'm being around people that I watch on TV. My mom watches on TV every day. It was just really crazy. It was a crazy experience.
And for the Kabah, what was your experience like? Because I'm sure you guys all had different emotions.
Okay. That whole day was seriously like I was focused. I didn't have any chills. I didn't have any, I didn't freak out about anything. It was really focused. I was glued into what we were doing. So, yeah, and it felt really good. Everything hit nicely. And, everything sounded great. And it was just a really good experience. Like, you know, it was just a great time being on that show.
I'm sure, in a million ways. First off, how did you come up with the name before we play it right here in the studio?
Can you say that one more time real quick?
Yeah, sure, of course. I just said, how did you come up with the name for Million Ways, your newest single?
Oh, my God. That was, we were sitting in the studio. We were like, oh, we are, like, listening to DNCE all the time, and we were like, yo, I came up with the hook, and I was just like, yo, a million ways. Like, we be trying to sit with these girls, and they just, it's just hard out. It's hard for a person like me to get these girls. So I was like, a million ways. But I was like, all these, I was like, I want to treat you right. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I want to treat you good.
There's a million ways that I can do it.
Right. So I was like, there's a million ways that I can solve all your problems. But you got to be with me first. You know what I'm saying? That I can spend the dollar.
Oh, I think I know who the ladies' man is now. Okay. Well, let's waste no time. Let's see. Who hasn't been talking? Kai, would you do us the honors as to introduce Million Ways?
Oh, sure. Okay, so I'm telling you what it's about, right?
No, just introduce it as we play it in the studio. Like, hey, my name is Kai. I'm one of the main brothers of Saving Forever. You know, I'm the fly style. And you're tuning into a Million Ways.
I see. I'm about to get the best introduction ever.
Okay.
Come on, general. Come on, give me a drum roll. All right. What's up, you guys? It's Kai from Saving Forever. And you already know our new single, Million Ways, just dropped. And I want you guys to be the first to listen to it. And here's the new amazing song, Million Ways.
Hey.
All right, you heard it from Kai, everybody. Live right here on Faces of Success Radio. Make sure you dial that hotline 323-642-1569. This is A Million Ways by Saving Forever. Bass line will hook you in, and you, as soon as you hear that, you'll be saying, baby, What's the problem? Come on now. A Million Ways, Save It Forever. Love it, love it, love it. Boys, are you still with us?
Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes.
We've been listening this whole time.
I can't leave after listening to that good song.
All right, brush your shoulders off, brush your shoulders off. Let's get right back into it. So,
yes.
I did a little bit of digging, and I saw that you guys were a part of Sim 4 Pets. Come on now. What was it like speaking Simlish or Sim English, East and North, New Glossy?
Simlish, Simlish.
Shout out to EA.
Yeah, Simlish. That's what we learned.
Just sing the song.
So, what was it like learning Simlish?
Kaden can tell this way better than me. I mean,
personally, one of my favorite games is Sims, you know, and I always thought that language is very, very funny to me, and just, like, being in a studio and being, like, having an opportunity like that to, like, be in one of my favorite games is awesome, but it's, like, the game, like, me singing in Sims is, like, it's very funny. I had fun, and it was awesome. It was an awesome experience.
I'm sure. So, are you really into the game? Because I'm a simmer too, and I'm just starting to really get into the whole custom content thing and mods. So, what would you say is your favorite part of being a simmer?
Well, the game is really dope, and whoever is playing the game, you should keep on playing it. But my favorite part is usually building. I love building in the game, and it's because I have a creative mind, and that's what creative minds do. We build.
Okay, I see you. So, speaking Simlish, oh my gosh, I don't even know if I could be able to handle that without busting out laughing in the studio. I mean, come on.
No, that's what we did. The translator was there and everything. Sitting there, and we were like, no way. We just started singing, but
a
it got easier as the more we started speaking. Huh?
A translator. So this is serious. A serious sim
language. Oh, yeah, yeah,
wow.
No. Oh, yeah. She was in there telling us what to say, how to pronounce it, all that.
Oh, man. You guys are good. I wouldn't be able to take it serious. Just listening, to them say it in the game. Oh, my gosh. Like, East to North. To block new. It's just hilarious.
I can sing it, but I think one thing I walked away was so is bye, and that's the only thing I can remember right now.
Oh, okay. So we have
yep.
Always in My Mind, which is actually featured on Sims 4. So learning Simlish, and then we have the regular version in the studio as well. What inspired this song, Always in My Mind? It has a very reggae feel as well, and it's switching up the lyrics from the rock, man. I love it. So, but how did Always in My Mind come about?
Always in My Mind, you know? It was this girl that was always in my mind. No, we're with Scott Storch. We're with Scott Storch in the studio just working. He did, like, the piano version of the song. We were like, oh, that's the one. And then we sat there and we just wrote to it, like, that night. We just wrote to the song. It was super lit. It was super fun. And Chuck came in with the bass line. It was smacking. And that's how, like, Always in My Mind came up. All of our girl experiences with the power, like, the Power Rangers, you know, put all of our minds together. That's how we got Always in My Mind. Yep. Always in My Mind.
Okay. All of your girl experiences after you just said, our mom and our sister, like, you're not slick. I see you. Okay.
No, because our dad told us those stories, you know.
So dad is the Mac. Okay, I see you. No problem. No worries. Shout out to dad, mom, and the family. Shout out to your family, of course. And we're actually going to play it for you guys right here. Make sure you guys check them out on their official YouTube page as well, Saving Forever. Always in My Mind. Let's not waste any more time and get into it. Of course, for all you simmers out there, that's giving shout outs to the boys, East and North, the Glock News. Let's get right into it. Always in My Mind. Saving Forever.
got this feeling, yeah. You know I can't control it. You can play it safe on the main line. I know you can't hide it in the nighttime. And I fall in love when you say my name. And you know that I'm there when you fall. Don't waste no time fighting about it. Can't waste no time fighting about it. And so I think and I dream about you. I'm sending all these signals thinking I'ma get to you. I want you.
We got to work with the legendary
Ron
Von Fair. You know, it was
amazing.
It was so dope. We got to go in. We were the first people to ever work in a studio. It was really cool. We sat down with him, and he wanted us to do the song. We were like, cool.
And
that's what we're going to do. And it was super dope. And that's how we got the song done.
You know, to Nashville and everything for it, too.
Oh, so cool. So have you had any of your fans come up to you like, hey, I heard your song in the movie. It was awesome. Have you had any fans come up to you and give you congratulations?
No, We actually didn't, not from the, we haven't heard the movie, but we did hear, like, some other stuff. Like, we were in New York, and we were just walking down the street, and, like, some girls came up to us, and we were like, this is new. This is when I knew. I was like, okay, this is real. Somebody else is actually noticing. Okay, cool. But she came up to us, and she was just like, she stood there, and she just stared at us, and she looked at us, like, just so shocked, and I was like, uh-oh, what's about to go on? She was like, oh, my God, I saw you guys on TV. Da, da, da. And I was like, oh, this is so cool.
Yeah, it was the best feeling ever.
Took a picture right on the spot.
Oh, that's so sweet. So what is your experience like overall with your fans now? And you're continuously growing. You're doing a lot of bigger shows and big performances. What's it like with your fans? Have you had any more crazy experiences, or have they been pretty chill?
For now, they've been chill. I'm trying to think of some crazy ones. I mean, we've gotten some crazy texts, but yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, but that's pretty much that.
Okay, well, that's good that your fans are supporting you and constantly seeing you grow, because the more you grow, the more your fans grow with you, and it's a journey. And I am
right.
A part of the Saving Forever family, of course. I'm going to continue
hey.
To support you guys as much as
wait,
I possibly
wait, wait, wait.
Can.
You,
and
if
I'm
you're
telling.
Part of the family, are you coming to the show?
If you need Faces of Success there, let us know, and we'll be there, of course.
Come on, we got the show on March 28th. On the Whiskey a Go Go. West Hollywood.
You know what? We might. I think we let's chat about that afterwards and see if we can get up there and make something happen.
Okay, cool. That's dope.
Okay. All right. So we've got the fans supporting you. We've got amazing opportunities, and of course, you've got tours. You've got shows. How do you prepare for a performance?
Okay, so practice is definitely involved in that.
We're about to do one after this.
But we're right now, what we're preparing for is we're just practicing, you know. We get ourselves mentally stable and ready for the show. Go over our songs, listen to some other people's songs to get some inspiration, watch a few shows, Bruno Mars, Prince, a few legends. To get some inspiration to see what we're going to do. And that's kind of the basics of it, you know, like her get hyped up for a show.
Okay. And how, you guys said that you have a show tonight. So let's talk about that. Where are you guys performing at?
No, we're not even performing tonight. Not tonight, the 28th, though.
Okay. I was about to say, oh, you've got a show right after. Man, I wish I could be there. But okay. And aside from prepping for a show, are you guys, do you have a trainer? Because I know when you're signed to a label, man, you've got to be in shape. You've got to keep your stamina up. You've got to eat right, have your vocals tight. So are you guys in like a boot camp, or are you staying fit and continuing to shape up your vocals?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We're always in a gym. One. Two, vocal training doesn't stop. Like we have our vocal training coach, but then she sends us home. It's like a once-a-week thing, so she sends us home. We do our thing, and if we don't know it by next week, it's super harsh. It's bad. So we just got to do what we got to do.
Okay, so here's some questions from the fans. We've got Alyssa. She's in, and she wants to know, what are your guys' go-to foods when you're on the road? Like, what do you always get when you're on the road?
Well,
man, personally, I love Chinese food. It's my favorite, and it's just like it's the best food anywhere to go. So that's my favorite food on the road.
Yeah. Me, this is Kai. I'm gonna have to say my favorite food right now on the road is probably Chick-fil-A.
Oh,
this is Kabal. I gotta go with pizza.
Oh,
unless like I mean, when we go to Chicago.
Nope, no, not a hands down pizza.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah, I try to go whatever the state is. So.
Oh, but I'm a pizza fanatic too, and I have to know what do you get on your pizza?
Okay, we're gonna take this one at a time because everybody we're not gonna try to fight right now. We're not about to fight.
Let's see.
Ty, and if somebody says anything, we're gonna have to fight. I'm sorry, no violence, but this is going to have to happen. Hawaiian pizza. Hands down. Hawaiian pizza.
And you got to keep it original, that cheese.
Or pepperoni.
This is Caden. I don't even eat pizza that much, to be honest. I don't even eat pizza that much. So just any pizza, I don't care.
Well, I guess it's up to me then, as a new member of the family. If I had to choose between cheese and Hawaiian, I'm sorry. I'd have to go with Hawaiian because I love pineapple on my pizza. I just do.
You love Hawaiian. Oh, shoot. We got a Hawaiian liver. Come on, Caden.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I love my pineapple on my pizza. I know people are like, oh, my God, why would you put fruit on pizza?
Exactly.
It's
good.
But I mean,
I'm not
going to
lie.
I love my cheese, too.
The cheese is basic. That's for basic people, you know? Like, cheese is, it's like, eh.
Basic.
It's like, eh. Hawaiian pizza is when you classy.
Really?
That's when you when you're not afraid to take risks.
Yo, should we tell them about that one time?
I heard that. So, just a little bug in your ear. Have you ever tried doing like spinach and pineapple on your pizza? Like doing a custom order? It's so good.
Come on, we're from Chicago, where they make these weird pizzas. For a fact, we have to put all that weird stuff on my Hawaiian pizza. Yes.
Okay. Another question. This is the last pizza question, then we'll move on. Have you ever tried, instead of replacing the replacing the traditional sauce with Alfredo sauce? Boom.
Yes.
It's delicious.
Yes, I have.
Oh, it's so good. Okay,
so
I'm done
good.
Being sad.
On,
we're done being sad.
Come on.
Okay, we're done being fat now. Moving on, staying focused. All right. So let's reel it back into your family. Like you said, your mother's your support system and your sisters. How supportive is your family really when it comes to you always having shows or you having gigs and balancing that out with school? Like how does your family manage with you guys and your career?
They manage pretty good. Like I think they manage pretty well. Our sisters, I feel like they were first hype when we first started out, but the first few years they were really happy about everything. Then after they hear the music more than anybody because they hear us when we're making it. So then by the time everybody else is hearing it, they're just mad. They're just like, yeah, okay. They're saving forever. Cool. Yes. Okay. What about me? Like, what about me now?
Oh, man. Oh, that's crazy. And with you guys being 14, what are your ages again? Remind me. We've got 17, 14, and 15?
16, but yes.
16. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry, sir. 16. Okay. So how do you guys manage with school? Are you guys taking your courses online? Do you have a tutor? Like, how are you managing with balancing school and music?
We're just doing online right now.
Yeah.
Just chill, you know. Yeah, look, nothing too crazy.
Right.
Okay, that's cool. And with having your education, like who would you say is like the brainiac out of all three of you guys being in school? Like who is the go-to for if you have a problem?
Ooh. I got to say we all try to do it ourselves.
Really?
To be honest, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
We go to our mom for something.
Yeah, in all honesty, it's not even us, it's our mom. We're like, "Hey, mom, so if the universe had, you know, like that's just our go-to supporter, our mother."
Oh, how sweet. So we're gonna jump into your first single release, 21. Now this has a definite rock vibe that I'm loving and the fans love as well.
Thank you so much.
What inspired 21?
Panic at the Disco, Fall Out Boy, our favorite bands, like. We were sitting in the studio like, yo, I want to riff like these. Like, these dudes make the craziest riffs. So we started off with that riff on a, like on a sample, and boom, 21.
Oh, so you said Green Day. You said a lot of awesome bands. But I have to, me being a fan, hey, hello. What about Coldplay? Are you feeling
Coldplay? Oh, my God. Coldplay is up there, too. What? I can't believe it. I forgot about Coldplay. Coldplay, come on. Adventure of a Lifetime is my jam.
Yo, how could you forget about Coldplay? I mean, Milo Zalato was the album of 2013. Come on, man.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry about that. I was sleeping, you know. We just went to sleep for a second.
Oh, yeah, you took a little cat nap. I came right back. Okay. All right. Well, let's not waste any more time. I'm definitely enjoying my time with you guys. Let's get into.
Hey, thank you. We are too.
Let's get into 21, everybody. 21, saving forever.
Super dope. We're gonna have some familiar songs in there, but the other one's gonna be brand new, fresh to the ear. You know, it's gonna be super dope.
Ooh, I'm excited. So, what can we expect on the EP? Like, are we getting our 21 on? Are we getting some more of a Million Ways vibe? Or are we bringing something fresh and new? I'm curious.
No,
tell me more.
I think it's fresh and new. You know, it's not. It's like some of the songs obviously, you know, connect a little bit, but each song is saving forever, but it's a different taste, you know, of different types of music, but still has our rock element.
All right. And, of course, you know, I got to let you guys give shout-outs to your team and your fans and your support groups. So all three of you guys, any shout-outs you want to give live on the air?
Man, shout-out to Sean. Shout-out to my dad.
Shout out to my mom.
Shout out to our grandma. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to everyone in the world.
Shout out to everybody who has helped us. Shout out to L.A. Reid, you know. Right. Shout out to Epic, you know. Shout out to everybody who's helped us.
Oh, Ariana, happy birthday, by the way.
But yeah, shout out to everybody who's helped us.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, shout out to, I'll say that again, shout out to Mom, because I'm sure Mom
yes.
has been holding you guys down and keeping you focused. So shout out to Mom. You definitely
yes, shout
have.
Out to our mom.
You have definitely created three amazing young gentlemen and creative beings that are going to take over the industry. I cannot wait to see that our album of the year Grammy nomination, and I'm sitting right there like, yes, I had them on the show. You already know they're the best. Thank you. But I'm super proud of you guys. I'm super
thank
proud
you
of
so
you guys
much.
For accomplishing what you have. And of course, I always have to ask this question for all of my artists that I have on the show. What is the biggest advice that you could give to someone who wants to get into music?
And the biggest, I'm going to try to think of something that nobody really says. Okay, keep an open mind.
Yeah.
I'm going to say keep an open mind to change, you know. You're not going to come in, you know, we came into the industry wanting to do music. You might not start off doing what you want to do, but it's all about your end goal, you know. Think about your future. That's all I got to say. So, you know what I'm saying? Think about your future.
Well, yeah. And like everybody says, be yourself, because that's a really, 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 really big thing.
Yes, you definitely have to stay true to yourself. You might not be able to do what you want at first, but if you think about your end goal, you know, you just keep your eye on the prize. So that is our advice.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And, of course, how can we keep up with you? Of course, we've got your upcoming show on the 28th, so let's talk about that real quick while we got the time. Tell us where we can find you and your social media sites and your upcoming shows.
Aw, man. So where can they find us? Saving Forever on everything. Everything's Saving Forever. Twitter, Instagram,
Facebook.
All that, you know, all that is Saving Forever. And don't forget about, don't forget about our Whiskey A Go-Go coming up on the 28th. So don't forget to get your tickets at Saving Forever Shop. Saving Forever, yes, shop, like SHOP, no space.
.com.
So,
yeah. You can cop merch there, too. We got some great merch, so you guys can cop merch there, too.
So, yeah, it's a lot going on. But Saving Forever, and if you want to find anything first, follow us at Saving Forever.
Right, yeah, and definitely support us. We'll appreciate it.
Awesome. And we've got Million Ways 21 out. They're also available on iTunes and Spotify and all different music platforms, correct?
Yes, it's available on everything right now.
All right, everybody. You heard it from the guys. Again, I can't thank you enough. And make sure you check them out on the 28th, Whiskey A Go-Go. See them live and in person and really turn the place out. Saving Forever, Kaden, Kai, Kava, I want to thank you so, so much for being on the station. And
thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you for having us. It was amazing. It was fun.
Of course. And we're not going to keep you too much longer. But as we close out, what song do you guys want to hear? Are we listening? Are we blazing out to Million Ways? Are we blazing out to 21? What are we blazing out to?
Let's blaze out to 21. Let's keep the energy hype.
Keep the energy hype. Let's go to 21.
Keep it up.
All right, all right, all right, everybody. Check them out on every platform, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Saving Forever. Specifically on Instagram, it's Saving _ Forever. See, I know. I follow. So let's blast out to 21, Kaden, Kai, Kava, the amazing brothers of the pop rock sensation. And it seems like they got a little reggae, too. Hailing from Southside, Chicago. Epic Records, biggest star. I'm claiming it right now. Saving Forever.
Oh.
So much love for these gentlemen. All right, let's get right into it. You're tuned into Faces of Success Radio. It's your girl, Nye, and we're getting ready to get right back into the jam. Dial that hotline and request their songs and get them some airplay. 323-642-1569. Let's get it. 21.
Come on. you're nothing less than amazing. That's why you can take whatever from me.
Yeah.